Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the book Voices of the Soul by Martha Gallardo Espindola, you will find love, heartbreak, the pursuit of happiness, and the search for the inner being. It's by internalizing ourselves that we find balance, peace, and the happiness we seek so much. We also find the light that becomes our spiritual guide that helps us to be more creative, make better decisions, to one day be better human beings. Feelings and thoughts expressed through poetry, that is the expression of the soul. Martha was born in Michoacán, Mexico, studied elementary, middle school in her native state, later moving to the state of Colima to continue with her academic education. She graduated with a degree in business administration from the faculty at the University of Colima, and in April 1997, emigrated to the United States to study English as a second language, establishing residence in the state of Florida, where she now lives. And Martha Gallardo Espindola, author of Voices of the Soul, is our guest on This Week in America. Martha, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful job with this book. It's enlightened and touched so many people, receiving excellent reviews, The Voices of the Soul, the name of the book. What inspired you to write this book?
In general, life situations, people, and the most important, the desire to inspire others to walk in the path of self-discovery, to find peace and inner harmony in our lives. 69 poems were written by my own as a hobby. I wrote it, I saved it, and the other 30 was written when I met a person that inspired me in August 2nd, 2022. Suddenly, I got more inspirations and I was more prolific in my writing. I finished it and I published it.
And the book is now available basically wherever books are sold. The book is called Voices of the Soul. Martha Gallardo Espindola is our guest on the program today. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, LitPrime.com. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly and get information. At what age did you start to write? When did this process begin for you?
I was 15 years old when I wrote the first poem, Call to My Uncle John. It's about trying to find happiness. I saw situations around me and people that suffering, trying to find the real purpose of happiness or how to find happiness. And ideas came to my brain like an internal voice was telling me that the happiness was not outside, that people need to go within in order to find the true happiness.
It sounds like poetry comes easy for you, that these thoughts sort of flow. Am I overstating that, or is that, it sounds like at age 15, you really became comfortable expressing yourself through poetry.
Yes, it was.
And the result is what you'll find in Voices of the Soul, book available wherever books are sold. And again, a link on our website. Why do you talk about death in your poems? That's a topic that comes up frequently. Why do you approach death the way you do?
Death. Actually, the way that I see death is like an everyday process. We die every day. When we learn something new, we die to the old ourselves. Just think about it. Yesterday you was a person when type of thinking and a way to manifest your personality. Then you get involved in a situation and you learn something. Now you die to the old personality and you get born to the new one. That is a type of death. The other type of death is when we, our soul, our spirit, leave the physical body. That is another type of death. I was dead 3 times. And what I learned on that physical death was amazing. The first death that I had, I learned about not to be afraid of anything. Fear is something, as an emotion that keeps us down. not growing, it limits ourselves to grow more and to be a more spiritual and wise person. So that's what I learned in my first death. The second death that I have, I feel like I was here on this physical level, on this planet, to do something. And the, my quest to find my real purpose in life started at the age of 13 years old when I had my second death. And the third time that I was dead, it was my quest now to finding God. I was on the other side. I prayed our Father prayer, and then they sent me back. They told me, you need more time on earth. And that my quest to finding God started at that time. Three different experiences with three different meaning and three different lessons.
And all of that reflected in Martha's book, Voices of the Soul, Martha Gallardo Espindola. If you're Googling that, Gallardo is G-A-L-L-A-R-D-O and Espindola, E-S-P-I-N-D-O-L-A. Her website is Voces del Alma Book, that's V-O-C-E-S, Del Alma, D-E-L-A-L-M-A book.com. I'll give you that several more times throughout the conversation. It's on our website, so you can log on directly to Martha's website and get information on the book there. We all strive to find happiness, and for some of us, it's a different definition. It may change from week to week what our definition of happiness is. What is your concept of happiness? How do you see it?
Happiness is a mental state. It's an internal state. I'm going to give you an example of what people struggle a lot in the concept of happiness. In a marriage, I heard I've been involved in a lot of situations with people that is around me that the husband tell the wife, I got married with you and now you have to give me happiness. And this is a wrong concept because nobody gives no one the happiness. We need to find it within ourselves. If we don't work inside ourselves, we're never gonna find the true happiness. Happiness for me is like find the real, the true essence of the things, the true meaning of the things. Every situation teaches something. There is a lesson on everything. And happiness for me is finding the real essence, the true motivation of everything.
You talk a lot about unconditional love as well. What does that mean for you? That's a pretty big term, unconditional love. How do you see that?
Unconditional love. As the word say, love without conditions. It's an exchange. If you love somebody, let's talk about person to person. There is no condition. I love you, but you gotta give me this and change because I love you. No, if you love somebody, you are gonna love the person besides of the mistakes that they have behind them, or actually because no one is perfect. When we learn that no one is perfect, not the other person, not us, we are in a journey called life. And we are here to learn. To learn without conditions and to love without conditions. Because at the end of the journey, what we're gonna take with us is only the lessons, the knowledge that we learn. When we put conditions to something, we are limiting ourselves. We need to give us ourselves and not to be afraid to feel emotions. Love is one of the strongest emotions and power that we can have. If we learn that there is no limit. When we limit ourselves, we stop growing. And we are here on this planet to grow to be a better human beings, and we need to learn to love. Jesus gave us his life unconditionally to teach us to love no matter what. That's the concept. That's the way that I pretend or I try to manifest.
Martha's book is so thought-provoking. It's so insightful. The book is Voices of the Soul. It's available wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talked about those three near-death experiences. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Of course. On this present life, I have encountered with several people that I met in another lifetimes. My son is one of them. He was my great-grandfather in another timeline. Now he came as my son. I encountered another people that in another life, they were men and now they are women. In my own experience, I saw in my inside work, I saw myself in another times, in another situations. Like, for example, I had the visions that I live on earth when Jesus was here. When we tap into the memory of the universe called Akashic Records, we can have access to all this type of information. The same Bible talk about it, even when we, most of the time, we cannot understand the words on where it's talking about the reincarnation, but it really exists. The real science nowadays, they accept that the reincarnation exists. And little by little, we're going to have more and more knowledge through the science and through the spiritual path.
Martha's book is Voices of the Soul. Her website is vocesdelalmabook.com. That's V-O-C-E-S. And Delalma, D-E-L-L-A-L-M-A book.com. That's on our website. Information, a lot of great information on the website as well. You can order the book, find it, information there, and order the book there as well. You have a poem named La Sonrisa. Why is smiling or laughing so important to you, and why should it be for us?
Oh. We all need to understand that this smiling, laughing, is the key to unlock the power of healing that is inside us. It awakes the intelligence, the innate power to cure ourselves. When you are sad, you lower your vibrations and you present a state more negative, where more negative energies come to you and you keep it lower, and it attracts illness in your emotional, mentally, that reflect in your physical body. Instead, when you laugh, you raise your vibrations, you feel happy, you feel like kind of freedom, and you attract high vibrations that elevate your spirit and keep us healthier.
So when we feel tense sometimes, we need to get a laugh then, don't we? Something that makes us smile and takes our mind off of whatever was creating that tension in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to laugh more. There's places that where you can go and have the therapy of laughing. There's a lot of places, especially in India, in Mexico, there are some places that you can go and get that therapy of laughing. We need to laugh more.
It's a very important self-help tool. And I want to talk about forgiveness as well. Several minutes left in the program. This is something that's so important. And we understand we feel better when we forgive, but it's sometimes easier to say than it is to do. What about forgiveness? How important is that?
Forgiveness is very important. It detaches us from the past. Most of the time we suffer emotional issues, we have dramas from our childhood, from past life experiences. And if we don't forgive, it keep us attached to the persons that cause the drama, and we give power to them to continue hurting us. Instead, if we forgive, we detach ourselves, we get free from that traumas, and we can have a healthier life, and we can explore easier another path, because that attachment is no more there. We need to learn to forgive. That's very important to have a healthier life.
How important has that been for you? Have there been circumstances where you knew you should forgive? It was really difficult to get to that point. You forgave and your life was better. Did you see that change in your life when you granted forgiveness?
Yes. The more drastic situation was when my own mother tried to kill me in front of my brothers and sisters younger than me. So just think about the person that supposed to protect you, to love you, to nurture you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You walked through your life with that trauma, and you said that if you keep that situation in your mind, your life is going to be miserable. So I learned because someone taught me that was important, the forgiveness. So it gave me a lot of time to learn the process, because it's not easy. It's a long process. But at the end, it makes you free. And you recognize that there was a lesson, that person have a purpose in your life. Every situation that I went through in my life, when I succeed, when I forgive, I got stronger with more wisdom. And then you can become a wiser person. You get power. You get a lot of power through forgiveness. People can't imagine.
A personal lesson in the power of forgiveness. I can't imagine getting to the point of forgiving in that set of circumstances. And it changed your life around, the transformation you went through when you forgave. Our guest on the program is Martha Gallardo Espindola. A couple minutes left in the program. One more topic that drives all of us, for good or for bad or for both, and that's the subject of money. Success. We equate success to money. What is your thought on money? What do you think about money?
Money. Money is energy. It's true that we can have a better life when we have more ways to solve the situations. When we don't understand the power or the energy of money, it keeps us in a low vibrations. I knew a case close to me that a person asked another if they want to explore more venues to get more money. And that person answered, no, I don't want more money in my life, because money causes a lot of trouble. Look around you and you will see how many crimes the people commit when they have more money. And I intervened in that conversation and I said, it's not the money, it's the person who use in the wrong way the money. Where do you see progress? We can see progress when there's money, but we need to manage that energy in a positive way. It's like everything in this plan is dual. It could be positive or negative, depends on how you use it. So we must not be afraid to get money, because money is going to catapult us to go to higher state of consciousness, when we can reach a level when the money, we can help others to raise up. It depends on how we use it. That's the secret.
Interesting observations on so many things that are very vital parts of our lives in dealing with forgiveness, in dealing with unconditional love, in dealing with money. all addressed in Voices of the Soul by Martha Gallardo Espindola. This poetry book is touching so many people, receiving excellent reviews. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're working on?
Yes, I try to do something greater, like my life. It's a review of my life, all the situations, the hard situations, because I want to inspire people that no matter how many hard situations and obstacles you find on your way, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Always.
I hope we have a chance to talk about that book, because as we were having our conversation during the interview today, all of what you've gone through, did not realize the extent of that until we came up in conversation, yet the calmness and the peace that you bring to your life and your ability to transform your life and help others transform theirs is so important. And I hope we have a chance to follow up and do another conversation on that and address the topics that will be in your next book. Our guest is Martha Gallardo Espindola. Gallardo is G-A-L-L-A-R-D-O. Espindola, E-S-P-I-N-D-O-L-A. The book is Voices of the Soul. Her website is vocesdelalmabook.com. That's V-O-C-E-S-D-E-L-A-L-M-A-book.com. Go to our website, click on the website there for Martha, and we'll go directly there, information on the book. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. My thanks to Lit Prime for arranging our conversation with Martha today. Martha, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book and the positive message that you are sending out to so many people. Thank you for being with us.
It is my pleasure.
It is a pleasure to have you with us, Martha Gallardo Espindola, our guest on the program. All the information on Martha on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America and more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.